This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. President Draupadi Murmu was honored with the City Key of Lisbon during a ceremonial event at the historic Câmara Municipal de Lisboa, marking a significant moment in her ongoing state visit to Portugal. The symbolic gesture presented by Lisbon Mayor Carlos Moedas officially recognized her as an honorary citizen of the city. Key to the City of Lisbon is the highest honor recorded by the City of Lisbon. President, while addressing the ceremony, said that Indian citizens represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing to the country's economy. President said that the influence of cultural relations between India and Portugal can be seen in our culture, civilization and various arts like yoga. President further said that guided by Vasudeva Kutumbakam to build a Viksit Bharat in 2047, we will continue to work towards a sustainable world where we see Portugal as a reliable partner. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said that India looks forward to working with countries that follow fair trade practices and offer equal opportunities to do business. Speaking at the India Global Forum last evening, Minister Goyal pointed out that Indian companies are competent and can perform well if fair trade practices are followed. He highlighted that the foundation of rapid growth in China was fueled by unfair trade practices.
We are a country that believes that bilaterally we can work together with countries which have fair trade practices. Indian industry is very competent. They can beat any competition in the world if everybody sticks to the rules of the game. It's the irregularity or the unfair trade practices where we need to protect through tariffs. Bilaterally, we have a lot of elbow room in working with developed countries and countries where we find equal opportunity to do business.
Speaking on models that impinge upon multilateral trade rules, Goyal noted hidden subsidies, labor practices and efforts to demolish sectors are main problems. He said that the focus is to bring back fair play, pricing of goods and services at an honest value. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil said that dam safety should not merely be viewed as compliance but as a commitment to human safety, ecosystem preservation and national resilience. He emphasized that all specified dam owners must allocate adequate funds as required by regulations while adhering to global best practices and utilizing advanced technology to ensure a secure water future. The minister made these remarks yesterday during a symposium on Dam Safety Act 2021 towards integrated dam safety management organized by National Dam Safety Authority in New Delhi. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum, will arrive in New Delhi today on a two-day visit to India. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. He will be accompanied by several ministers, senior government officials and a high-level business delegation. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the U.S. will engage in direct talks with Iran regarding its nuclear program. He also issued a warning to Tehran, stating that it would face significant danger if the talks fail. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the Oval Office yesterday, Trump told reporters that negotiations would begin on Saturday. He emphasized that Tehran must not be allowed to develop nuclear weapons.
We're having direct talks with Iran, and they've started. It'll go on Saturday, very big meeting, and we'll see what can happen. And I think everybody agrees that doing a deal would be preferable to doing the obvious. And the obvious is not something that I want to be involved with, or frankly, that Israel wants to be involved with if they can avoid it. So we're going to see if we can avoid it. But it's getting to be very dangerous territory, and hopefully those talks will be successful.
And in IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals in Visakhapatnam this afternoon, while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.